I want you to imagine just for a second that you are a local professional.
Right.
You know, you're a lawyer, maybe a CPA, or you run a private medical clinic right on your town's main street.
Yeah, a classic small business.
Exactly. And you are staring down the barrel of modern business, which means you desperately need the efficiency of modern AI and automated CRM tools.
You have to have them just to keep your head above water.
Right, just to stay competitive. But here's the catch. You are trapped in what industry insiders are calling the privacy paradox.
Oh, the privacy paradox. It's a nightmare for these folks.
It really is, because legally and frankly, from a pure business survival standpoint, you cannot take your client's highly confidential
Or
data.
either financial records, medical history.
Exactly. All those messy legal disputes, you can't just blindly upload them to big tech's cloud servers to be processed by some algorithm you have zero control over.
It is a massive friction point, and it's fundamentally reshaping how local economies operate right now.
Yeah.
Because the tools that make businesses competitive today, you know, the transcription AIs, the automated schedulers, the data extractors, they are inherently cloud-based.
Which means they live on somebody else's computer.
Right. And using the cloud inherently means a loss of total control over the data. For a local business built entirely on trust and strict confidentiality, that is a compromise they literally cannot afford to make.
One leet and the business is completely done.
Exactly. Poof, gone.
So that tension is the exact focus of our deep dive today. We've got our hands on a really fascinating stack of documents.
Some really fresh stuff, too.
Yeah, dropping literally today, March 13th, 2026. We are looking at an internal single source of truth document, an SSOT, along with the public WooCommerce product page for a brand new tech release from a company called DeReticular.
Dereticular.
And the product is called the Main Street Commerce Bundle. This DU, for those keeping track at home, is SOV-BNDL-MAIN-ST.
Catchy. And our mission here is to explore how this specific bundle is attempting to completely upend the current software ecosystem. They are taking aim directly at the traditional software as a service model. You know, those endless monthly SaaS subscriptions.
The ones that just bleed you dry.
Exactly. So DeReticular is proposing a radical replacement here. It's a $449 one-time purchase.
Wow.
One time. Yeah, a hybrid hardware and software solution designed to operate in total privacy, which they're calling island mode.
Island mode. I really love the imagery of that. Okay, let's unpack this. To really grasp the tech here, we first need to look at the exact business model DeReticular is trying to disrupt.
The SaaS model.
Right, because right now, if you want an enterprise-grade AI assistant to, you know, sort your invoices or manage your calendar, you are basically renting it.
You're paying a monthly fee forever.
However, and your data lives on someone else's server farm thousands of miles away. But DeReticular's core value proposition with this bundle is zero cloud, zero subscriptions, absolute privacy.
Yeah.
You pay $449 once for a perpetual license.
The financial contrast alone there is just stark. Small businesses often suffer from, you know, death by a thousand cuts when it comes to $10 or $20 monthly subscriptions.
It adds up so fast.
It does. But the architectural contrast is what really matters here. Island mode means exactly what it sounds like. Every single piece of scheduling, every logged voice interaction, every scanned paper record.
It's all kept completely native.
Yes, on a localized network, strictly inside the building, it establishes 100% data sovereignty. Nothing leaves your four walls unless you explicitly tell it to.
So think about it this way. Using standard cloud-based AI for a private medical clinic today, it's basically like hiring an incredibly brilliant, super fast administrative assistant
Okay, I like this.
who unfortunately likes to go stand on a busy street corner and shout your client's personal details to a bunch of data brokers walking by.
Oh, wow.
I mean, sure, the assistant does great work and they organize your files beautifully, but the exposure is a total nightmare.
That is a highly accurate, if slightly terrifying, way to visualize it.
Right.
But it's true. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, what we are witnessing here is true enterprise-grade AI finally being decentralized.
Given right to the little guy.
Exactly. Because historically, big tech has fundamentally overlooked, or worse, massively overcharged these critical local pillars.
The mechanics, the law offices.
Right, CPAs.
Yeah.
These are the businesses that keep a town running. But because they don't have dedicated IT departments or massive enterprise budgets, They've been forced to either adapt to insecure consumer-level cloud tools,
which is terrifying for a lawyer,
or stick to the stone age of physical filing cabinets. There was no middle ground.
Until now.
Right. Dereticular is stepping into that specific void. Mm. They're essentially saying you don't need a data center to have cutting-edge AI.
Right. They are giving Main Street the weapons of Wall Street, but keeping it entirely local. So the philosophy makes total sense to me. But that brings up the physical reality of this. If we are cutting the cloud cord completely, and we are keeping everything on this isolated island, where does this AI actually live?
It has to live somewhere.
Exactly. Let's look at the physical hardware that makes this possible.
The physical component is fascinating because it has to be incredibly robust to handle AI locally. According to the internal bill of materials we have here, this isn't just a software download link.
No, you get an actual box in the mail.
Right. The physical side centers around a piece of hardware called the Nomad Mesh Point Router.
And looking at these specs and the SSOT, I mean, this thing is built like an absolute tank.
Oh, it really is.
It's a ruggedized Wi-Fi 6E and LoRaWAN access point. Inside, it's packing a quad-core ARM processor, 4 gigabytes of RAM, and a 2.5 gigabit Ethernet port.
And that port supports power over Ethernet Plus.
Yes. Yeah, PO Plus. So it draws power right through the network cable, which is super clean. Plus, it comes in this cool anti-static Dereticular branded bag with a 48-volt power injector and a 5-foot shielded Cat 6 cable.
It's a very serious kit.
Yeah.
But it's important to note the system requirements for the actual processing, too.
Right. The router doesn't do all the thinking.
Exactly. The Nomad Mesh Point acts as the secure router and the communicator, but the AI itself needs a host machine to actually do the heavy lifting.
The actual brain power.
Yeah. The documentation specifies it requires a Sovereign Sentry Pro, a Nomad Link, or an existing local server with at least 8 gigabytes of RAM.
Okay.
Though they highly recommend 16 gigabytes of RAM and fast NVMe storage if the business is doing heavy OCR optical character recognition.
Now, wait, let me push back on that for just a second.
Sure.
Why on earth does a local auto mechanic need 16 gigabytes of RAM just to scan some paper invoices? I mean, that sounds like the kind of power you need to edit a 4K movie.
It's a great question, and it really comes down to the mechanics of localized AI.
Okay.
Teaching a computer to read a pristine, digitally created PDF is super easy.
Right, any old computer can do that.
But teaching a localized AI to read a crumpled, coffee-stained, handwritten invoice from some auto parts supplier.
Oh, yeah, the real-world messy stuff.
Exactly. That requires massive short-term memory to process the image, identify the weird shapes of the handwritten letters, and contextualize the words.
All without phoning home to a giant Google server for help.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. The hardware has to be robust because the processing is happening entirely in that back room.
Okay, that makes sense. It's doing all the heavy thinking right there on the desk. But here's my other question about the hardware.
Shoot.
If this entire system is totally disconnected from the cloud, if it's a true island, how does it actually communicate? Because, you know, what if a backhoe hits a fiber cable down the street and the town's internet completely goes down? A clinic or a law office still needs to function?
This raises a hugely important question, and it's exactly where that Nomad hardware really shines.
Okay, lay it on me.
The answer lies in the mesh points P2P, peer-to-peer mesh communications capability.
Yeah, peer-to-peer.
Yeah, it is pre-flashed with a specific routing daemon. So if the primary internet service provider drops, the router automatically reroutes your voice over IP phone calls and your data traffic.
Reroutes it where?
To neighboring local businesses that are also running Dereticular nodes.
Wait, really? So you're telling me it's bouncing the signal from the clinic over to the auto shop and then down to the CPA at the end of the street?
Precisely. It creates an unkillable local canopy.
Wow.
As long as those nodes have power, the internal tools and the local communications stay perfectly online. It completely bypasses the traditional internet backbone for municipal communication.
That is wild. It's literally a localized safety net woven together by the businesses themselves.
It's brilliant engineering.
Okay, so we have this impenetrable, unkillable physical fortress set up in the back room. But, you know, an empty fortress doesn't actually help a mechanic process their invoices.
No, it does not.
So who are the digital employees actually working inside it?
Right, because the hardware is just the house. The core software living inside is an image called the OpenClaw Office Edition.
OpenClaw.
Yeah, and this runs the central administrative AI agent, which they call the sovereign executive.
Boss.
Exactly. It's essentially the brain of the operation.
Yeah.
And under that executive, you have specific modules handling the day-to-day labor.
Okay, let's look at the mechanic example from the WooCommerce page to make this real.
Sure.
They talk about a module called the Archivist, which handles that heavy OCR automation we mentioned earlier.
The heavy lifter.
Right. Imagine that local auto mechanic who just got a stack of, say, 30 messy supplier invoices.
Covered in grease.
Covered in grease, exactly.
Yeah.
Normally, an office manager has to sit there, type out the vendor names, the dates, the totals, and manually save and rename every single PDF.
It takes hours.
But with the Archivist, the mechanic just scans the stack and walks away.
And the mechanism behind that is brilliant. The localized AI utilizes an engine called Tesseract to read the text directly from the scanned images.
Tesseract, okay.
Yeah, it extracts those specific data points, vendor, date, total, and files them cleanly into a local PostgreSQL database.
Which is basically just an ironclad, highly organized digital filing cabinet. Russ.
Exactly. Then it instantly renames the raw PDFs to match the mechanic's internal filing system.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because renaming and sorting PDFs is the absolute bane of every office worker's existence.
Oh, it's terrible.
It is mind-numbing work. Having the Archivist do this instantly, locally, without uploading your highly sensitive supply chain pricing to a cloud server.
It's a game changer.
It acts like a phantom intern. It never sleeps, it never complains, and it never, ever leaks your data.
What's fascinating here is the massive paradigm shift this represents.
How so?
Well, by integrating powerful open source engines like Tesseract for vision and Whisper AI for voice locally on the user's hardware,
yeah,
Dearticular is changing the fundamental relationship businesses have with technology. You aren't just buying a software subscription anymore.
You're hiring help.
Exactly. You are essentially hiring localized digital labor for a one-time fee of $449.
Which brings us perfectly to their next module, the Scribe.
Oh, the voice one.
Yes, this is their voice CRM module. If you're listening to this deep dive right now, maybe on your commute, think about how many voice notes you leave yourself on your phone.
Constantly.
Right. The SSC gives an example of a lawyer. The lawyer finishes a super sensitive client meeting, walks out to the hallway, and leaves a voice note on a secure local signal channel.
Okay.
They just say, meeting with Smith done, prep the custody contract.
And again, the magic happens completely locally. Whisper AI, which is running entirely on that host machine sitting in the lawyer's office, transcribes the audio perfectly.
Without sending the audio to the cloud.
Exactly. Then a local large language model reads that transcription, extracts the actual intent, the action item to prep a contract, and logs a task directly into the law firm's localized CRM.
That is incredible.
No audio file and no text ever passes through an Apple or Google server to be processed.
And rounding out the digital staff, there's a module called the Gatekeeper for Resilient Scheduling.
Ah, scheduling.
Because everyone knows the drill of sending a Calendly link, which is convenient, sure.
But it means your entire daily schedule is constantly synced to external servers.
Yes. The Gatekeeper replaces that completely by negotiating meeting times via SMS text or local email loops.
Oh, nice.
It automatically updates a local CalDAV calendar file without ever exposing your free time to the outside world.
It creates a completely closed-loop system for the most sensitive aspects of running a business, you know, finances, legal obligations, and personal time.
But, and there is always a but in tech.
Always.
A localized, self-contained system sounds like a utopian dream until reality hits.
Right. The real world is messy.
Concrete walls block wireless signals. Hard drives eventually fill up with all those scanned invoices. And users. Well, users make mistakes.
And put it mildly.
So let's look at the internal risk register from the SOT to see how Dearticular's engineering team actually plans for failure in the real world, because they outline three specific risks.
Yes, and looking at internal risk registers is always illuminating because it shows you what the engineers are actually sweating over.
Right, beyond the polished marketing copy.
Exactly. So the first one is Arnet DERA 1, mesh interference.
Okay, what's that mean?
They recognize that a lot of these businesses, like a dental clinic, might be housed in older buildings with heavy concrete walls or even lead lining.
Oh, sure, for the x-rays.
Right, and that easily blocks high-speed Wi-Fi mesh signals to neighboring nodes.
But their mitigation for this is really clever. Remember that LoRaWAN tech we mentioned in the hardware specs?
Yep.
When the concrete blocks the Wi-Fi, the node automatically downshifts to a low bandwidth LoRaWAN failover.
It falls back.
Exactly. Now, LoRaWAN can punch through heavy concrete and steal much better than Wi-Fi. It's a graceful degradation of service. It won't let you stream a 4K training video, obviously, but it will absolutely transmit critical text messages and small CRM updates to keep the business functional.
Exactly. It prioritizes survival over speed. Now, the second risk is RSTOR-AND-01, storage saturation.
Running out of space.
Right. Because if you have that Phantom Intern, the Archivist module, scanning and processing thousands of high-resolution documents over a few years.
It's going to add up.
Yeah, it's eventually going to fill up the physical hard drive on the host machine.
But to fix that, they've configured the Archivist script to use a tool called GhostScript.
Oh, GhostScript.
To think of it as a digital trash compactor. Once the AI has read the document and extracted the important data, GhostScript automatically compresses the giant PDF files down to a fraction of their size to save space.
That's super smart.
It's an automated self-cleaning mechanism, so the business owner doesn't have to play IT janitor every 6 months.
But the third risk is perhaps the most difficult to engineer around because it involves human behavior.
Oh boy.
RPRIO-1 is labeled sauce creep.
Yes. I love this one. This is when a user inevitably tries to link their beautifully secure, localized island mode CRM to some external cloud marketing tool.
Just because they want to send out an automated email blast.
Right, simply because it's what they are used to doing. They want convenience.
Right. And Dirticular's mitigation here is the egress firewall.
The egress firewall.
Yeah. The mesh node defaults to island mode. It actively blocks outbound traffic to known data brokers and cloud services unless the user manually overrides it.
Wow.
It's an active defense system against the user's own habits.
It's basically like installing a state-of-the-art bank vault door to protect your business and then propping it open with a shoe because it was too heavy to open every time you needed a pen.
Exactly.
The egress firewall is an incredibly strict bouncer at the front door. Any piece of your data that tries to sneak out to a Silicon Valley server gets tackled before it can leave the building.
Yep.
Unless you explicitly walk over and tell the bouncer, hey, let this one through, nothing gets out.
It highlights a critical point. You know, sauce creep is as much a psychological risk as a technical one.
Oh, 100%.
Over the last decade, we have been so deeply conditioned to just clicking allow to syncing everything to the cloud automatically for the sake of slight convenience.
We don't even think about it anymore.
We don't. So Dirticular recognizes that they have to actively build digital walls to protect users from their own ingrained habits.
That is a profound point. We literally have to be protected from our own convenience.
Yeah.
So let's say a small business owner hears all this. They are totally sold on the philosophy, and they click buy on the WooCommerce page for $449.
Okay.
How does a company actually deliver a product that is half digital ghost, this AI software, and half rugged hardware router?
It's tricky.
The SOT outlines a very specific three-phase hybrid fulfillment workflow to pull this off.
It's a beautifully synchronized process. Phase one is digital provisioning, which happens immediately upon purchase.
Like second one.
Instantly. The Dirticular licensing server generates a cryptographic license key, specifically a SHA-256 hash, which will eventually unlock the software container.
Okay.
Simultaneously, it generates an X.509 mesh identity certificate.
Let's translate that a bit for folks. Generating that SHA-256 hash is essentially the system forging a unique, unpickable digital key.
Right.
And that X.509 certificate acts like a digital ID badge. That's what establishes trust on the municipal mesh network, proving this business is a verified paying node and not just some bad actor trying to snoop on the town's traffic.
Exactly. So the user immediately gets a welcome to the mesh email with her license key and a link to the setup guide.
Super smooth.
At the same time, their email is whitelisted on a private Dirticular Docker registry. Think of it as a highly secure private app store.
Got it.
So digitally, they're fully provisioned and trusted within seconds of clicking buy.
Then we move to phase two, physical fulfillment. And the contrast here is kind of funny to me.
Oh, yeah.
You have all this high-level cryptography happening in milliseconds, right? And then over at Dirticular's warehouse node 3, a staff member physically walks over, pulls the Nomad Meshpoint hardware from a bin called MESHCOM02.
Classic warehouse logistics.
Throws it in a cardboard box with the power cable and a quick start guide, prints a shipping label, and hands it to a delivery driver.
The analog world still exists.
Right.
Which brings us to the final hurdle, phase three, installation on the user side.
Right.
When the physical box arrives a few days later, the user plugs the mesh point into power and connects it to their host machine via an Ethernet cable.
Okay.
Then they run a one-line curl installer via SSH to pull the sovereign executive AI from that private app store.
So what does this all mean? It means the workflow is incredibly elegant.
Mm.
By the time the physical lock, the router, arrives in the mail, your unique digital key is already waiting in the system to open it.
It's all pre-staged.
And once it does, they've streamlined the deployment so literally anyone can do it.
Right. Because while terms like SSH and curl installers sound incredibly technical and intimidating for, say, a local baker or a lawyer.
Yeah, that sounds like hacking.
It does. But the entire process is meticulously designed. You don't need to be a programmer. You're literally just typing one single line of text into your computer, and it securely downloads the digital brain directly into your router.
Like magic.
It's like turning a key in an ignition. The mesh point automatically handshakes with the AI.
Mm-hmm.
It auto-configures the local DNS to executive.local, and the secure island is live.
Incredible.
The ultimate goal is to liberate the user from ongoing IT nightmares. You set it up once, and the digital employees go to work.
It's a one-time heavy lift for a permanent solution.
Exactly.
As we wrap up this deep dive into Dereticular's Main Street bundle, the core takeaway is pretty clear. This isn't just a router and some open source software thrown in a cardboard box.
No, it's a paradigm shift.
It is a literal declaration of independence for local businesses. It allows them to harness cutting-edge, enterprise-grade AI, transcribing voice notes, automating scheduling, reading messy physical invoices, without ever compromising their clients' privacy.
And without paying a permanent monthly tax to big tech.
Exactly. It proves that the future of business technology doesn't have to be a binary choice between staying competitive and protecting your data.
Right. The privacy paradox can actually be solved.
Yes. With the right combination of localized hardware and intelligent localized software.
It's totally possible.
But looking at all of this, it leaves me with one final lingering thought.
What's that?
Think back to that opening scenario, you know, the lawyer, the CPA, the clinic. If every critical business on a town's main street adopts these nomad mesh points,
okay.
If they all successfully enter island mode to protect their own data, they are doing something much bigger than just updating their back office IT.
That's true.
What happens when an entire town accidentally builds its own parallel, unkillable internet, completely invisible to the outside world?
Wow.
What does the future of community look like when the local economy no longer needs the global web to survive? Something to think about.